Giant.
Monster Bullshit is the most listened to podcast in the country.
We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Grattan, what'd you get in the mail today?
Well, I'm holding a package right now that comes from our good friend, Travis, from the Kaiju Weekly podcast, and he's one of the people who makes Kaiju Ramen, the Godzilla fan magazine. So I'm really excited to look at what's in here.
All right,
so,
go ahead and open it.
All right.
You having trouble with it?
Yeah, I am.
Here, yeah, get the tape off. It's taped at the side.
Okay.
Do the tape on the side. Okay, now open it. Yeah, there you go.
What is this?
My hands! Oh god, my hands! Where the fuck are my hands?
Oh my god! Welcome back to Giant Monster Bullshit.
Welcome, guys. We just watched Godzilla 2000.
That's right.
Millennium.
Where to begin with this movie is the question. Well, I'll begin by asking you how many times you've seen it.
I've seen this a couple of times. This one was at my Blockbuster, like so many other movies.
Mm-hmm. Like so many other young men of his generation.
So many others. Countless. Yeah, I watched this one a couple times. I think I rented it once, and I know I played the game, you know, the Godzilla game that was on GameCube and stuff. Godzilla 2000 was like one of the set, you know, Godzillas you could play, you know, there was like, I don't know. And then I saw him on the cover of the movie. It was like Godzilla 2000. Like that's the playable character. And then it was like, you know, I saw Godzilla 2000.
Mm-hmm. The movie.
Yeah, in the Blockbuster, looked cool, got it, and I remember being kind of bored. I remember I thought Orgo was cool because I found out that you could get him in the game. It was like I don't know if you had to do something weird to unlock him or what, but so I was like, whoa, that's the one I've never heard of, and then I watched the movie. I was bored. What about you?
It's got one of the coolest posters.
It's a great poster.
Really, really fucking awesome poster.
Mm-hmm.
Coming off of the heels of all of the great Heisei posters.
Yeah.
This was fucking crazy
tight.
Good.
It's tight.
Yeah, this was one I saw kind of late. So I had a different video game than you. I had Save the Earth. And Destoroyah was like the last monster in like the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
If you played as Godzilla, at least. I don't know if it changed depending on who you played as, but... it was Orga, and you fought him on, like, an alien. Anyway, so I knew about Orga as, like, this big, like, the big
bad
scary,
guy.
Hard
yeah.
Godzilla monster.
The secret one.
You know, one of Godzilla's greatest foes. And so that's kind of how he was built in my mind. But he was never one advertised. There was never a Godzilla versus Orga.
Mm-mm.
Or even, like Terror of Mechagodzilla, I mean. Where, you know, Titanosaurus is, like, featured prominently on the poster, even though he's not, like, in the name.
Yeah.
You know, you can still see him on there. Orga was never anywhere, seemingly, in the movies. And so I watched this later, you know, after I had already gone through, like, my first wave of, you know, trying to watch every Godzilla movie possible. Found it at a Blockbuster and brought it back, watched it at my friend's house. And I was like, this is awesome. Godzilla movie I haven't seen before, and I'm watching it with my best friend. And so we watched it for a while, and then fucking, you know, that ship was flying around, and then it turned into Orga out of nowhere, and I had a full-blown...
Oh, my God.
Where I was like, you know? I was like, that's... you know, just freaking out, like, I know that. And, you know, I was older. I wasn't much older. You know,
right,
I was probably
yeah.
about 10.
Okay.
You know, but I was like, oh my God.
That's so funny.
And,
I knew he was in the movie when I watched it, and I was completely underwhelmed.
I had no idea. And I was still pretty much underwhelmed. It wasn't a great battle or anything,
right,
but
yeah.
It was like, holy shit, he's in a movie. Whoa. And, you know, I could have found this out long before if I had looked into it on the internet.
If you just looked at Wikipedia or something.
Anything, but yeah. No, I wanted to learn everything about Godzilla from watching the movies.
Greatest way to learn.
And after that, I watched it on Kaiju Quarantine 3. I reviewed it with some people. I don't know. I was scheduled. Somebody didn't show up for a while, and then somebody subbed for them, and I ended up reviewing it with the guys from Kaiju Weekly and Alex from Monsters vs. Men. And it was a very nice experience.
Nice. This movie's boring.
Yeah, this is a movie where I can't really feel strongly one way or the other about it. It's, yeah, not a great way to kick off the series of movies.
That was something that I was thinking, like, you know, it's like, you know, it's well known that it's like this was made like pretty much in response to
immediately
the 98 one, where it was like, we got to get another one in,
mm-hmm.
you know. Probably because they were like inspired to do another one, but also probably to protect brand identity.
Yeah.
Because like I can see 98 like damaging people's perception.
Yeah.
Of it. Like, and probably, you know, maybe irreparably fucking up how culture views you know, your IP. Talking about it pretty heartlessly, I guess, but I don't know.
I mean, at the time, people hated that fucking movie, especially Godzilla fans.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people didn't really care. Godzilla fans fucking hated it. So
yeah, it is like, you know, you think, you know, like, okay, here's the real one. Like, we're gonna come back since it's like a you know, a response.
Yeah.
You think the attitude would be like, all right, let's come in big and show them how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's get like a You'd think it would be like, let's get back to fundamentals.
Yeah.
You know, Godzilla 2000, that seems to like bring it. It's like we're in a new age, but it's also just Godzilla.
Right.
New.
Yeah. We're distilling it down to something.
Right. And we're going to show what works about this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, it's kind of a typical of like a Heisei plot where it's like kind of convoluted and like they latch on some sort of sci-fi, you know, concept.
Yeah.
You know, and really, it's so weird. It's so weird because I really do think that it was made as like, let's bring him back. Like,
yeah.
The movie does not feel like that at all. It's just like, here's another one.
Yeah. I mean, there is a certain energy about it. And I wouldn't call the movie weird because we use that to describe a lot of things that are much weirder than this. But I would call this, I would call this soft.
Yeah.
This is a soft Godzilla movie. It comes in kind of hard. Like, I don't know if this is like breaking any records or anything, but Godzilla shows up pretty fucking quick.
Immediately.
Like, he's right there. They're not fucking around. We're entering a world where Godzilla has already existed before we start.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Usually, you know, in the first movie and in 85 when they rebooted it, it was kind of like rebooting like, you know, Godzilla is still like this thing that not everybody knows about.
Mm-hmm.
So here it's, you know, the first of its kind in that it's like, you know, almost assuming that we know, you know.
You like, know the gist, giant lizard.
Right, yeah, that Godzilla's doing his thing already. So it kind of works almost as a sequel to Destroya. Like, if you look at it as in, like, this is just like, you know, which it's not, but.
Yeah, you know, can kind of like, especially in my kid brain, I was like, yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Continuation.
It's easy to see, like, this is a new Godzilla, it looks different, but he's doing the same shit, and everybody already knows about him.
Yep. I can follow.
But it's weird. He does feel, like, people talk about it, and as a kid I never noticed, but he is, like, a lot smaller in this. Like, and he feels smaller, and you can see there's a part when he leaves footprints, and they're, like, as big, if not a little smaller, than the footprints from the Matthew Broderick movie, which is weird. Because he's got, you know, the regular Godzilla proportions mainly. He's, you know, designs tweaked a little bit. He's not really standing upright anymore. He's more leaned forward, but still, like, proportions,
about
you know,
same,
looks like a guy again.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just smaller. And, like, there's a part when a guy's in a lighthouse and he's, like, face to face with Godzilla. And that always feels like he should be looking at, like, Godzilla's tail, if anything.
Yeah, it's like,
you know, he shouldn't be that high. And I don't know. It just feels really, really soft.
It starts out in like a, I guess it's partially what I was expecting to blame, but you know, it starts out and it's like, you know, you're sort of ready for a return.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that'll be the energy, and it just kind of like starts off. And there is something to be said about just like, let's go.
Yeah, dropping you in.
But also, it just, to me, something about it feels kind of wrong. It's kind of like, what? You know, yeah. Like I'm a little, maybe that's my fault, but, you know, I feel a little confused by it. Huh?
Yeah.
That's what I said audibly on the couch next to you.
Yep.
Speaking of, but it starts out bizarrely. The whole thing feels weird. I was thinking about it, like, around the time where they're on the bridge and they're talking about the fucking CIS or something.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, why is this the mm-hmm. plot? Why this?
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I don't understand what is the main idea here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's like vague ideas about, you know, like a new monster for him to fight and like this floating mm-hmm. rock that's an alien spaceship thing,
yeah.
organism. Why this? Why? I don't understand what the main idea or like the central thing where it's like, okay, at least that's what they were trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like, what? I don't know. I keep repeating myself, but it's just not exactly sure what the whole idea is.
It was made at a time, you know, it's easier for us to digest as Godzilla fans, especially new Godzilla fans, where it's just like they made Godzilla movies, they stopped, and then we made a bad one, so they started again. So I think it's easy for us to like have this preconceived idea that like this only exists as a response to that. But
yeah,
also
yeah.
something that's in my head now is like this was absolutely also a response to the Gamera movies.
Really?
This came out the same year, and I don't know if this was before or after the third and final installation in that Heisei trilogy, but very much inspired, like, you know, they started using, you know, heavy CG, you know, I wouldn't say like, you know, overly heavy, but like they started like leaning in on CG for like stuff that beforehand had only been done practically.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't think it looks great, but, you know, outside of that, that was obviously like, this is the first time Godzilla movies were trying to do that as well.
Yeah,
and it's centered around like, you know, this like kind of young family, and there's a lot of like people trying to figure out, you know, what's going on, you know, with this other monster, and a lot of people using like computers and stuff. Like I'm describing it poorly, but like if when you see those Gamera movies, you'll realize like how similar visually it is to those.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing that it's taking from Gamera is the way that Orga is introduced in this is like the big floating
thing.
You know, island thing is like that's lifted straight out of Guardian of the Universe.
Really?
Like that's exactly how Gamera is introduced, basically. You know, they don't like go to the bottom of the ocean, I don't think, to find him. But visually, the similarities are like undeniable. And just I think the fact that Toho is watching, I think they might have been distributing the Gamera movies.
Really?
Not 100% on that, but I'm pretty sure they were.
Mm.
But seeing the success, like, you know, the Gamera movies were like winning a ton of awards and stuff, and they were like getting recognized as like not just good giant monster movies, but like really great Japanese movies.
Right, right.
And to see that, like, you know, the Heisei movies kind of fizzled out. I mean, they had a good ending, but like critically and financially, they were
dropping off.
Yeah, they were faltering. And seeing that Gamera was, or that, you know, another studio was having success with a monster that was a ripoff of Godzilla,
right.
You know, started out as a ripoff of Godzilla, and then, you know, the American Godzilla that, you know, missed the mark too.
Right.
I think they were very, very eager to get back in. And I think a lot of that
plays
you
into
know, that atmosphere of the time resulted in the movie. And I think it kind of, I don't know, I guess it was trying to be something that it wasn't. Maybe a little bit is why it's wrong, or it feels wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this feels like it missed the mark.
Yeah. I don't know how they were at the time, not to diverge completely, but the visual effects don't really hold up. And pretty bad, like Sony Vegas-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Cool Sony Vegas tricks. You know, like at times the tracking is like so bad that it's like, wow, you guys must have been on a small computer.
Right.
To not
yeah.
see some of it, because like Godzilla's like, you know, it's mm-hmm. like, damn.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a lot of baffling, you know, visual trickery going on.
Yeah, they're really going for it and falling flat on their face in a couple
mm-hmm.
points.
The part when Godzilla, it's infamous. The part when Godzilla's swimming and it's like the first ever like completely CG shot of Godzilla.
It's fucking PS2.
It literally looks like the game that I used to play.
Yeah, it looks like
literally
something.
Looks straight out of a cutscene from that.
It's not great. Mm-hmm. There's lots of green screen stuff. That's the worst. They're leaning yeah. pretty hard on green screen. Not that they have never done that before, like keying
right
stuff. But it is like there's one earlier on where they've got characters in the car.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They've keyed out little splotches of the guy's shoulder.
Yeah.
There's little dots flickering
mm-hmm.
Over him, and it's like, man, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
I don't know. Very different time for visual effects, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we're but it's weird. A little spoiled.
It feels a little worse than Destroya, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of Destroya looked really, really good.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't.
And of course, this doesn't have the budget.
This is trying brand new stuff. Too,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the you know, franchise.
Yeah.
It just doesn't pay off.
The shot of Godzilla walking on that beach is another infamous one.
Ouch. Yeah. But, I mean, it's just like, it's like one of those ones where it's like, you know, like watching it is like, you know, it's like being on a roller coaster and your stomach turning over or something.
Yeah.
You know, but there's lots of funny stuff throughout with that.
Mm-hmm.
There's an almost good shot at the very beginning when you see Godzilla's eye right before the title card,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he like squints a little. It's like, okay, they put like a little CGI lid on him.
Yeah.
Nice. And then it's like,
yeah,
it's like, damn.
He blinks all the way.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Damn. Y'all almost had it. That was almost really cool. But I don't know. I don't know how much of that to shit on
mm-hmm.
because it's also like, you know, this cost $4 million to right. render to render this tracking shot that I could not see on my CRT monitor.
Yeah, well,
you know, but
I don't know. My philosophy still stands that, you know, if it looks like shit now, it's always looked like shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some of it's funny, but it's like the stuff that's like kind of like, you know, it's like you can
mm-hmm.
bah, you know.
And part of it is down to the editing, which is bad in this movie. There's
pretty
some
bad.
Like, really bad, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody style editing, just lingering on shots way too long, especially
yeah.
shots of bad visual effects, you know, cutting to things that we don't need to see. You know, they'll cut to a character who's like not really reacting or anything. They're just yeah. like standing and staring.
Hilarious one of the little girl. At the very end, when yeah. she, and I think it's like right when the Orga like dies, right?
Yeah.
It's shown that he's mm-hmm. basically died, but it's also like, is he going to reach, like, there's nothing conclusive really other mm-hmm. than he fell over, whatever. And they cut to the little girl and they like, you know, fucking like bring the camera towards her,
mm-hmm.
like a little slow push. And she does not change her expression or say anything.
Yeah.
Cut to Godzilla.
Unmotivated cuts.
Yeah, and it's like
everywhere.
It's not even like, you know, like seeing that, it's not like oh, I think they were trying to cover something up, or there was some like little thing that they needed to bridge,
mm-hmm.
you know, or some like, you know, this shot into cut together with this one weird. It's like, no, like there's like, it's like inexplicable.
Mm-hmm. It's just bad editing. It just nonsense cuts.
Yeah. They're cutting to Godzilla when mm-hmm. Orga has his crazy mouth.
Yeah.
They're cutting
yeah,
to Godzilla and, you know, you'd cut to him and then like, he's like supposed to be reacting to some degree.
Right.
You know,
first
which is already wonky.
It's not a great shot to begin with. Like,
yeah.
I don't think they accomplished what they wanted to,
mm-hmm.
but even still, like they linger on that for way too long.
And then he reacts like, and then he like, he's
yeah.
just like staring and it's like comical. Like
mm-hmm.
cut to him and he's like,
yeah,
you know, it's like, what, you know, it's just, it's impossible to like understand because it's fucking nonsense.
It's a really interesting, suit. It's a very, you know, very different from a Godzilla that we've had before, but at the same time, very much like, this is what Godzilla is supposed to look like.
Right. Especially as like, here's the new one. Here's like,
just like a little stylized, different take on Godzilla, but this is, you know,
the next one.
Unlike the 98 one, like this, you know, is still adhering to like some design philosophies that have always been in place for Godzilla.
Right. But it does feel like a forward, at least that it's always sat, you know, closer to the future.
Right.
But it is like a more sleek, you know, like kind of.
But the movie itself does not complement it.
Not really.
I don't think like
not
the,
really. The story
for a good
what they're doing with it.
Like I think it is a good suit.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, I think it is kind of cool and like it's not great. Like the texture could be a little bit better on the suit because I don't know, the Heisei suits were always like so crunchy and detailed.
Yeah,
and you know it really lent itself to like close ups and stuff. Plus they had like the giant heads that they would use in close ups and stuff.
Right.
But I don't know if they did that here. I don't think they did. You know, they might have had a couple different suits, you know, that looked the same for different stuff. But, I mean, it's not expressive, but they don't, like, use flattering angles or anything. You know, there's always, like, these direct, like, underneath shots of, like, his chin and his eyes are, like, on different sides of his head. So it looks really weird and, like, the eyes are, like, a little deader than they should be.
Yeah.
And they're never like doing anything cool with lighting to compensate for that or like movement. He's always just like standing still and
or walking.
Yeah. I mean, he's not doing anything like crazy to distract us from the fact that he's just got like big unmoving eyes. I don't know. It just feels a little like less care was put into this than the previous Toho Godzillas.
Yeah. It's hard not to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's like, it seems a little like, damn, seems like Yale don't have much energy for it. I don't know. At least that's how it comes off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And to build on that, like, you know, the movie, like color wise is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Some pretty stuff a couple times, but pretty flat.
Yeah.
Just kind of getting what's happening.
Yeah.
And for this movie, that's like totally like, that's how the whole movie kind of feels. It's like this, we're doing this to show that this is happening, and this is happening because it's the movie.
Right.
You know, and there's really not, I mean, the whole, like, you know, little girl and her dad,
mm-hmm.
and this lady, like, idea, you know, it's like, we track Godzilla,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, as, like, a little business that we have. It's like, it's cool. Little idea.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a solid starting point for
that's
this whole thing.
Yeah,
and it's
to
also
not have a fucking, well, they still managed to get a fucking reporter in there for some reason, but it, you know,
right,
having people,
yeah.
it's like, we follow Godzilla around, you know, as like a freelance, and we're not like, you know, the force, G-Force.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
what I was gonna say, is it always like devolves into like a team of scientists.
Yeah, and it's like
a team of military people, or a team of military scientists.
Yes.
But that seems to be like the default. You know,
yeah,
starting
that
with
or
like the Millennium, and like
and
I don't
then.
Know if that like came from Ultraman, because like we didn't see a whole lot of that. I mean, there were like astronauts and stuff in the Showa movies, but then like Ultraman came. It's like these are the science investigator team, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like in the Heisei movies, it turned into that like G-Force, but we're also scientists and military and also
building
spacemen.
Giant robots.
Right. Yeah,
and,
they're just a multi-purpose crew of, you know, all
whatever
things
the
giant
movie
monster
needs them to be. Yeah.
And so I like that this was like getting away from that. That, you know,
for a
it's
second.
Just like a little, you know, daughter, father. And then they just fall right back on the like, we're the team and we
this,
track.
I'm taking over this operation.
Yeah.
You know,
we
like
fall right back into that. And then it's like, okay. And then it just becomes like one large wad of, you know, unmemorable characters.
Yeah. It's like, it's pretty bad with the story and characters. I mean, it's like my eyes are glazing over, like totally
that one part like, when it was like, we used to work together. Yes, we did, but our ideas were too different. Yes, they were. That's
holy
a shame. That's a
shit.
Shame that we're so different from each other. You know, saying it like horrible, horrible dialogue.
Really bad.
You know,
like
between two, you know, the movie's two leads, or what they're trying to push is the movie's two leads.
Yeah. Not great. And I mean, it never finds its one thing. Like, mm-hmm. You get the sense that, like, you know, sort of the main group is like the main characters, like the little girl and the guy, and
they should be the reporter lady. That girl that they have playing the daughter is like bad child actor.
Pretty bad.
Like,
yeah.
compared to like Gamera the Brave, which is like, you know, gold standard for giant monster child acting.
Mm-hmm.
Just so lifeless. And like, yeah. They have even like some of the kids in like the Rebirth of Mothra movies.
Yeah, they've got.
You can tell
energy.
They're having fun.
Yeah, they're
know?
Having fun on set. This little girl does not. It does not seem like
it's very clear that like the camera. It's like, okay, say your line. She's like, okay, I'm saying the line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever. But there's nothing to really grab onto. There's mm-hmm. not besides like, you know, this idea of a fucking, you know, little rock coming to Earth,
yeah,
you know, as like
yeah.
a through line that's sort of advancing throughout the whole plot. The rest of it's just kind of washing around, and there's no good scenes, you know, beyond the idea for the little investigative team.
Mm-hmm.
There's not really anything interesting.
Yeah.
To anything. There's some fucking, not looking forward to it, but there's some bullshit with cells. The cells are amazing.
Yeah.
The cells are regenerating. It's like, oh, fuck, I forgot about this.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, this sucks.
Yeah. You know. Well, shit about cells and...
G-cells.
Regenerating. Regenerator G1.
Great. Okay. Where Godzilla's not been on screen for like half an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. You know,
A lot of people sitting around computers and, like, typing and stuff.
Yeah, I
looking
couldn't...
at screens. There was a girl who had a laptop the whole time, and they were acting like, you know, big revelations were happening when she's just, like, looking at pictures of Godzilla and then...
Yeah, she's got a network. They have a network that wants... that the military wants to shut down.
Who cares?
Yeah. It's really, really hard to pay attention. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's... boring.
Yeah. This movie could only have been made in a pre 9/11 world.
True. We get a couple destroyed towers, one might say.
Right. Yeah. Independence Day style.
Right. By a big, you know, metal rock.
Mm-hmm.
Sounding familiar.
Ring a few bells.
Ring a few bells. How about United Flight? Remind you of United Flight? Fucking... 973 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's there. Mm-hmm. All the signs are here.
The writing's on the wall.
I just like I can't remember large swaths of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was trying to latch on to it. You know, like okay, what?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And it's like you know, after a second, you know, it'd be like, what if they were gay? What if they became? Wouldn't that be cool?
Mm-hmm.
They just became. You know, we start speculating about what would be crazy to happen mm-hmm. in the movie. Happening.
There was a little bit of chemistry between the dad character and the scientist guy.
Yeah. I liked it. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of energy. He says, it's tentacles.
That's his catchphrase.
He also. Dad...
I wish that they had been gay because that would have been like, you know, as small of a curveball as that would have been.
Yeah.
Would have been interesting to, you know, add, yeah. you know, some tiny complexity to this whole thing. You
yeah.
know, that we could.
Nothing happens.
Gravitate
to the
towards
nobody
nothing.
Changes. It's like
nothing. Even
so
like
flat.
Where like you think like, oh, it's like these the reporter lady, she doesn't like being with them, but she grows to love them and they become a family. They don't even go that route with it. It's just like they spend time together and that's the extent of their relationship.
Yeah. She never really especially just, she kinda whines a couple times and but
yeah.
by the end of it she's barely doing anything besides driving a car.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, nothing to say. There's nothing to say about it.
Yeah, not memorable. The something that somebody has told me before, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard that Orga's design is deliberately like evocative of the 98 Godzilla design in the head, which
maybe.
I can see it. I can see the very tip of the face, you know,
yeah, yeah.
and like the whole thing about like it's trying to. Make a copy of Godzilla.
Okay.
I think that was plausible as like a, you know, a thing they were trying to do.
Yeah, it doesn't come through in the moment, but that's kind of interesting, I guess, is like a way to go with it. But
yeah, he's trying to impersonate Godzilla.
Yeah, it's American, and it's stealing our idea.
Right.
It's devaluing this valuable IP.
But you know, more than anything, it's just interesting because we're seeing how that studio is dealing with that movie coming out,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is something I talked about in the 98 review, but like part of what fascinates me about that movie is like, you know, how hard it's been for everybody to cope with its existence.
Yeah, everybody wants to forget it or work through the existence of it.
It's Zilla now. His name is Zilla. He's not even Godzilla.
He's not even Godzilla. I think that it's the best one, you know? Okay.
But you know, it's just funny, you know, how much that movie stirred the pot, and and now we're starting to see the ripples of it.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Know, with just this movie's existence,
it's
is
very
like you know heavily motivated by that, and then like this plot, and the design of Orga, and kind of like the inception of Orga is like, you know, possibly a you know,
stems from
an attempt at like
saying something or
you know
sort
getting
of
moving away from that or like putting that in into perspective. But it's so weird. I wish I had seen this, you know, even though I'm not crazy about this movie, I wish I had seen this in theaters.
You
know, of course I would have been 1 year old when this came out. So it wasn't really an option for me.
Yeah, you might have liked it.
I definitely would have loved it as I was, you know, screaming my head off and shitting
spitting
my
up.
Pants. Yeah, and spitting up my fucking Gerber banana flavored fucking baby food and shitting at the same time.
Getting screamed at by your mom when you spit up said baby food. God damn it!
Choking on popcorn.
Turning purple.
Yeah.
Going to the hospital.
Yes. But yeah, I, you know, I, Michael tells us about the time that he got to see this movie completely by himself.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody was there. And that's kind of the ideal situation to watch this movie in.
Probably.
You know, when you can just, like, totally fixate on it.
Yeah, because it's going to be hard if you have literally anything else to look at.
Yeah, anything that is tempting you to look away from the screen will get you.
Right. It's like studying.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go to a plain room.
And I can understand why a lot of people would develop like a special relationship with this movie as being like, you know, for an entire generation, the only Japanese Godzilla movie ever released in theaters in America and probably in other places too, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people, this was their first Japanese Godzilla movie ever to see, you know, because, you know, before then it was the 85 one, which would have been, what, 15 years before?
Yes. Yes.
You know, so for a whole generation, this was a big deal.
Yeah.
And it's still like, I don't know, it's it still stands as like a big turning point, kind of. The way I look at it is like three points making a right angle. Like,
right.
You have Destroya, which is the last in a line. And then at the very corner, you have the 98 movie.
Yep.
And then, to the other direction, this movie, you know, forming a 90 degree angle. So, you know, this is, you know, shooting us into the Millennium series, which is my favorite series of Godzilla movies. This whole generation or like this whole era of Godzilla movies is like what I grew up with. I don't know about you, but
I saw them on TV a lot, and there were, like, ads for them everywhere, and they were really easy to get. Tokyo SOS was always at,
Tokyo SOS and
Mechagodzilla.
Yeah,
against
Mechagodzilla and Final Wars were, like,
yeah, the ones that were, like, current and new and fresh. And
I always loved the feel of these.
Yeah, I like them.
As a kid, and, you know, watching them as a seven-year-old, they felt, you know, so
cool.
Like, they did feel cool, but it also felt like contemporary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, these things are still coming out.
Cool, a new one.
Right.
Wonder what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bored.
Yeah.
But
that's how it goes.
That's, the classic, a vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's so, there's not much to say about the fucking rest of the movie in terms of plot and stuff. They try all metal bullets. What? Completely metal missiles.
Yeah.
The basic idea is that these can go into Godzilla, go into him. It's so funny and like how by the numbers it is. Mm-hmm. When you just like tanks sort of start pulling up and it's like, yep. Like it feels like,
yeah.
Here are the tanks. You know mm-hmm. what's about to happen. They wait around for a while. Mm-hmm. Here's a massive group of tanks and trucks
helicopters.
Equipped. Yep. Way too many helicopters.
Like 50 helicopters.
Yeah, like flying over a hill really close together. Sort of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Birdemic at one part where it's just they're sort of fixed, you know, like green screen helicopters fixed to a moving angle.
Yeah.
You know, and it just looks so stiff and like sort of simplistic by today's mm-hmm. standards. It's funny. That's funny. But they try these missiles on Godzilla and they're like, these can definitely get through Godzilla's skin. Mm-hmm. They break us in. They're like, we're going to shoot at it with tanks for a minute. Warm up. We're just going to shoot at it with tanks and missiles and some planes. Then we're going to pull out these missiles.
Uh-huh.
They're going to go. Here they go. And they shoot them, and it seems like it's doing something to Godzilla. Not really.
Nah.
Nice try. Nice mm-hmm. try, fuckers.
Yeah, that doesn't go any fucking anywhere.
No.
Doesn't even make him bleed. So this Godzilla design, he's green.
It's green.
he's got very pokey spikes, which I love.
Yeah.
I love his purple huge spikes. And they changed his fire breath to red.
Big mistake.
Yeah, they still haven't recovered from that one.
Yeah. Millions of dollars lost.
Don't know why that was.
I don't know. Just changing it
up. For the sake of changing something.
Yeah. It's whatever. When he does it, it seems like it's special. You know, is it supercharged?
First, yeah.
You know? It's
the,
like, no.
The instinct is like, oh, is this something different that he's doing?
Yeah.
Or no, I guess that's just the default in this continuity.
It's whatever.
The final battle between him and Orga, which is also the only battle between him and Orga.
Yeah.
Is
terrible.
Historically lame.
Yeah.
The whole thing. There's always.
It's done completely wrong. Like in several ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's done wrong.
In every Godzilla battle, there's always like some angle that they go at it. Like, you know, this is like something like Godzilla's fighting the monster, and then something happens. Godzilla gets hurt, or, you know, the monster does something and changes, and then he has to sort of overcome.
There's some
little thing that he has to do. They have to send out another monster or add another, you know, big scary weapon to the equation.
Right.
You know, it's never clever, but it's, you know, it comes down to a formula. And this is like such a failure at trying to do that formula with Orgus, like, oh, he's got a mouth. He's going to try to eat Godzilla.
Yeah. Oh, no. Ooh,
oh.
He's going to eat him and swallow him and hold him in his belly.
Right.
Whoa, no, so scary.
But that goes nowhere. Godzilla just kills him. Anyway,
yeah.
I remember arguing with somebody years ago about this. I was like, well, it's not very entertaining because Godzilla just uses his fire breath and kills Orga. Like,
yeah, anyways, he doesn't like outsmart him or like, you know, use brute force to.
Yeah, and also, why would he just like go straight in there? It's fucking lame.
It's weird.
And
it's
somebody
not
was like, their response to that was, "What? It's not his fire breath, it's his nuclear pulse attack.
No, it's not.
And I was like, man, shut the fuck up.
Whatever.
Caring about the wrong thing.
It's just lame. It's like, they start out, I was joking as the movie happened, like, they start out, and it's like, Orga's finally here, it's come from the spaceship,
mm-hmm.
here we go, and then Godzilla goes up to him, and bah.
Yeah, they're hitting each other really lightly, and the mixing's terrible.
They don't have sound effects for, like, punches or like booms, like mm-hmm. usually when it's like boom, you know, and like a nice like deep bass frequency to it, it seems like foam getting whacked together, which is what it is.
Yeah,
it's rubber and foam fucking and it's like pathetic. It's like watching people at a convention like, let's play fight.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, this is sort of like, there's almost an embarrassment to watching it.
And for some reason, like, Godzilla's roars are mixed really, really low.
And they sound weird. Like,
yeah, I don't know what
been,
they've
like,
done to
like
it.
They've copied, like, you know, like a chunk of it in the middle and like...
Yeah.
I don't know. It just sounds weird.
But also, like, they're showing him, like, up close, and he roars, and it's like,
you know,
like, it's way too low.
Yeah, it's, like, under the music, and, like, at times, like, the music will just drop out without really much. But it's so lame. It starts out, and, like, he goes up to him, and it's like the battle, the ultimate battle.
Yeah, you know? You said while we were, you're like, this is the final battle.
Yeah.
They're just like slowly whacking each other.
Yeah,
and
it's like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you guys not have any ideas? Did you not storyboard this? Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just like, it's so lame. And it's like, so there's already like, it's just like lame ideas, lame fight choreography. And then, you know, like, then just on the technical sense of things, it's like fucking mixing and sound effects generally, like the sound design is just like out of nowhere bad.
Right.
Like it's been fine throughout the rest of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever. But it's like, it's all of a sudden, it's like, oh my God, that's really bad. Like it's all fucked up.
To add insult to injury, after the battle with Orga is over, they go on this whole, you know, like the characters talk and everything. And then Godzilla just starts destroying the city and it starts looking really good.
Yeah, it's
like the lighting gets really intense and like stylized. It's all like heavily like saturated and red.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, they're playing this music and he's roaring, but you can't hear him roaring. And all this shit's blowing up. And it's like, where the fuck was this?
Yeah.
For the entire duration of the movie, where the fuck was this?
Saving it for the fucking, to roll the credits over it?
The only part of the movie that's appealing is the last 30 seconds.
Yeah. There's also a lame-ass part after he's won. And after he wins, it's also like, oh, I don't know why that wins.
Right.
Not to go back. But then he goes, like, you know, then the characters talk for a second. They're like, Godzilla's defeated Orga.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then he's like, Godzilla's coming over here. And it takes a second. I don't know if it's like a fucked up edit or fucked up blocking or what.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, Godzilla's coming, look. And then... after a second, they're like, oh, shit, you know, like, it happens way too late.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, oh, my God, get out of here, you know, and then there's, like, this fucking, like, semi-antagonist or whatever, this leader of the fucking team or whatever.
Katagiri.
There you go. He's like, you know, he's like, leave me to the dad, and he's like, I'm not gonna leave you, and he's like, leave me. It's like, what? Why?
And then he punches him. That whole relationship is so fucked. Like, just...
it's so nothing.
Right. They're like, trying so hard. Like, he left him in a building to die, and then for some reason he's, like, not even angry about that, and now he cares about this guy that he used to...
It's bad. But
so
then
lame.
He's like... it's like one I remember seeing in the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a trailer on the game you could watch for Godzilla 2000.
Yes, where he goes, Godzilla!
Godzilla!
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
they do that.
That.
And it's like completely unmotivated. It's like something that should have just been in the fucking trailer. It's like a trailer shot, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, Godzilla! And then Godzilla just kind of like tears down part of the building enough to kill.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Guy like looks down and looks, you know, all sorrowful
at
it. But we don't see him like
it's
on
just
the
like a shitty version of that guy that died in Godzilla versus King Ghidorah.
Yeah. That's also like bizarre and inexplicable where it's like, okay, what the fuck?
Right.
What was that?
That comes out of nowhere.
Why? Like, and then they're like, okay, movie's over. Now that guy's dead. And
the whole thing, the angle they should have gone with it is like there's this force that wants to kill Godzilla. There's a guy who doesn't want Godzilla dead. And then they find this like big alien threat. And the only thing that can save Earth is Godzilla. So the way that they should go about it is like, you know, the realization that they come to is like Godzilla's a necessary evil.
Something,
you know what I
mean?
Like he's like a savior and, you know, a destroyer at the same time. But instead, at the end, they're just like, what have we done? We have created Godzilla.
That fucking...
what has man done?
Man has created this monster. And it's like, if you say so, like, I don't know what continuity this is in. Like, you might not have.
Right, yeah. It really doesn't feel like you have at this point. We've strayed so far from, like, the nuclear test, you know, like, real world, you know, sort of bound Godzilla story that this just feels like, you know, a sci-fi story where we're not getting the whole picture.
Yeah. You know yeah. I mean? Like, we have created Godzilla. And then the fucking dad says, like, Godzilla is inside of all of us.
Mm-hmm. Godzilla lives on inside of all, every one of us, which is a great line.
Yeah.
It's got to give him credit for that.
Out
that
of nowhere. The character should have been like, what?
Right. Yeah.
You know, like, it's totally like, what do you, the real, maybe the real Godzilla was the friends we made along the way.
Uh-huh.
Might as well be that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like out of left field.
Yeah.
It's like you a guy that wasn't paying attention to the whole movie.
You were like, I guess that's true. Yeah, I guess he's right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Godzilla lives on inside me. I don't know what that has to do with what just happened.
Yeah, he's destroying Tokyo now, and we're just going to end on that. But
right.
Yeah, I guess he's inside of us all.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. I love it. I love that. That's yeah. the best thing in the movie.
I wish there was a little bit more like that. Like, if they had committed yeah. to, like, the fucking nonsense.
Inspirational.
Yeah, like, faux.
Significance.
You know, yeah, faux, like, a prophetic or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, type of dialogue. But so they don't. Funny. That just comes up out of nowhere.
Fucking bullshit. They do it like they were forced to.
Yeah.
You know, there's the air of, like, you know, like, Godzilla, we made him. Oh,
right,
what have I done? Uh-huh. This is what you do in a Godzilla movie. It's
right. And it comes up out of fucking nowhere.
It's so funny.
You know,
it's
never so has it been fucking hinted at or alluded to throughout the
movie. It has nothing to do with going on with what's going on in the movie. Like, it's mm-hmm. like he's, I mean, yeah, we're talking in circles now, but it's it's
right.
So
they
should.
And the thing is, it would have been so easy for, like, if they wanted to go that route with it, they could have been like, you know, you've got this guy who's tracking Godzilla. And, you know, the guy who wants to kill him, and you could have this guy's philosophy be like, you know, we can't kill him, we made him, and now we're, you know, we have to do our best to be responsible for what we've created, which is why I follow Godzilla and try to warn people, you know.
Yeah.
That would have been so easy for them to do, to work mm-hmm. that in, but they don't. He's just like, I like tracking Godzilla.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, it's like, what have we done?
It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
What are you talking about? Like, you feel crazy.
Uh-huh.
It's the ideas are like there. It's so weird because
yeah, it had the ability to be whatever it wanted to be.
And it's like it really is like it's choosing to be. Like, I don't get the vibe of like studio interference or something getting fucked up. It's like
this is a big old whiff. This
yeah.
is somebody taking a hard swing, you know,
yeah.
straight past the ball.
Somebody who doesn't really care if they miss or not is
right,
the vibe
yeah.
I get, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whoo, missed hey. That one, oh well.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
it's
just completely missing the mark.
Yeah, it you doesn't know, really succeed in anything.
A misfire.
Yeah. It's like there's cool stuff throughout, maybe, you know. It's not the ugliest thing in the world, but it's like, just sort of fails
mm-hmm.
at everything a movie's supposed to do. It's not entertaining. It's not profound. It's not, you know,
yeah.
trying to communicate anything really other than these people are talking in a room and this monster is giant.
Right.
You know.
You ready to get into Don Fry's?
I've been kicked in the head by a horse a few times.
Yeah, it's really hard. And this is one that I have really tried to enjoy over the years, but, you know, the few things that I do enjoy about it are, you know, when I pick them out of the movie, you know, when I look back at the large picture, they're so fucking far apart.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, tiny and fucking irrelevant that, you know, I can't really say I like this movie at all.
Yeah.
It's okay. I like the look of it.
Yeah, it looks okay.
I think it looks good. I love this, you know, early 2000s shot on film look.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, there's a particular sort of type of saturation
mm-hmm.
to these things.
But that's not really anything that this movie's doing right. That's just something that I enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, this movie could have been fucking even worse or even better, and that would still remain the same. It's not, you know, a conscious choice on the part of the filmmakers. So I'm going to give this a 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate it. It's not going to be one where I'm going to argue with somebody like, this is so bad.
Yeah.
You know, because it really isn't like terrible. it's just not succeeding anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
I gotta agree. Four for me as well, because it's like, I don't feel any kind of way other than like, yeah, it's kind of pretty bad, mm-hmm. but it's like, I don't hate this thing. It didn't really like, it wasted my time, but it didn't waste my time in a way that irritated me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, well, you know, it's like waiting in line at the bank or something. Yeah.
Yep.
A waste of my time. I could have, you know, but I chose to come inside for some reason to mm-hmm. to deposit this check. You know, I don't know. What can I say? It's fucking boring. Kind of sucks and fails, but I don't hate it. It didn't piss me off or anything, and it was kind of funny too. So, just below neutral.
All right. Well.
Yes. Should we go to the hospital?
Well, I've got to go to the post office and return this package. I think he sent this to the wrong person. I got to send this back to Travis because he's got to get it to whoever this was supposed to go to. Are you curious to watch the next, to know what movie for next week?
Mm-hmm.
You want to take a guess?
Godzilla.
You're close. It's Gamera Super Monster.
Oh, there's another package at your door.